Well, we are very proud to support the Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center and their Light It Up holiday campaign. And now I have the executive director of the Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center here with me, Laurie O'Connor. Laurie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you caught us at a very festive time of the year, but also very festive for you guys with this campaign. So let's talk about the Light It Up campaign, just kind of first and foremost. What is this all about?
So this is our annual fundraising campaign. Of course, the holidays are great time to be thinking about caring for your neighbor. And we're really thinking about how can we bring a little light and hope into the world, into our community. And we have lots of great ways of doing that, including this cool fundraising kit that we have where you can pick up a tree, a paper tree, and some sticky on lights and collect food and funds. And every time someone donates, you can stick a light onto the tree and fill that tree full of lights.
That's such a fun idea because that puts a tangible thing to, you know, your donations over a period of time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Our tree at our workplace is already looking really fabulous.
So let's talk about the food bank itself for a moment. Where are you guys kind of at this point in time? Is there a lot of people that use your service?
You know, we've seen a really steady increase. So typically we're seeing 23,000 people a month, which is about... I know, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
Which is about 8,500 hampers, keeps us really busy. You know, I think the sad reality is about 40% of folks relying on food banks are children. Nobody wants their neighbors or children to be hungry. So this is a great time of year to be thinking about how you can support your favorite charities. Hopefully the Food Bank and Learning Center is one of them. And, you know, you can do that in a multitude of ways. Of course, you can donate food at a grocery store, or you can donate funds at our website, saskatoonfoodbank.org, and all of that goes straight back into the work that we do.
What about donating your time? I would imagine you guys are probably always looking for volunteers.
Always looking for volunteers. It's a great time of season to come and help us out. I know we're pretty full up already this month, but we're always, every month of the year, we need volunteers.
Well, being full up with a lot of help, that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
It sure is. And you know, it's a lovely time of year because we really feel the generosity of our city in all kinds of different ways. It's a really lovely time to work at the Food Bank and Learning Center.
Well, if people want to set out and donate like the actual items to you guys, what are some of the landmark things that you are looking for?
Always think about the most nutritious food, things that'll fill the pantry, canned protein, pasta and sauce, rice, cereal, and then thinking about those kids too. So baby food or baby formula, those things are always needed at the food bank.
And Laurie, I would imagine that if people wanted to learn about the food bank, maybe learn a little bit more about this initiative, learn about how, you know, what channel they go through to maybe sign up and volunteer, I would imagine all that info must be online.
It is, yep. SaskatoonFoodBank.org, best place to find out about all the really cool things we do. Or give us a call. We always love to chat with folks.
Amazing. Well, let's light it up with Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center. And again, like Laurie said, you can go online, get all the details about the Light It Up campaign. Let's make somebody else's holiday season just a little bit better this year, hey?
What a great idea.